The website is computertalkradio.com, and you can reach any of us there. I'm going to go quickly to Deb Shadovitz. She's actually, this is a pre-recorded segment. She's actually on the floor of I can't remember the name of it.
It's Showstoppers for the Digital Holidays.
Showstoppers for the Digital Holidays. And she's actually out on the floor, so there's a lot of stuff going on. And hey, Deb, by the way, I can't resist but ribbing you. You told me about all of this stuff that you wanted to make sure you remembered, and there was one thing that you forgot. Go ahead and share it.
Okay, here's what happened. I very, very well packed my bag, and I had all my clothing in space bags, and I had all of my tech stuff in one bag. I thought I was so smart to leave my tech stuff away and sort apart to one bag that I was going to carry on. And as I was about to leave, about an hour before that, a friend of mine who was taking me to the airport looked at it and said, "Deb, if you walked through security with a bag full of all those wires and cables, and they don't really know tech stuff, they're going to think you're building a bomb."
Oh, no.
And I said, "Oh, my gosh, I didn't think of that."
Oh,
so
no.
I unpacked my entire backpack. I unzipped every one of my airbags. They're the travel space bags.
Uh-huh.
And I started stuffing the micro laser printer between two clothes and my Zoom camera between two clothes and re-rolling everything. And then I took a different bag as my personal bag carry-on. JetBlue lets you have a travel bag and a personal bag.
Sure.
And when I gave my car to my brother and I jumped in my friend's car, I took the wrong bag.
Oh, no.
So the bag that had my MacBook Air, my blue microphone, the cable to my backup drive. I have the backup drive. The cable is in the other bag.
Oh, wow.
All got left in Los Angeles.
Oh, my.
So I'm in New York. And the lesson is, when you're doing things on tech travel, remember to bring the tech.
Oh, my, Deb. Oh, you hadn't even told me all of this. Oh, you just told me you forgot it. Oh, that was that is so rich. Okay, so you're at the Showstoppers holiday shopping event that they do every year in New York, and you got to tell me how exciting is it out there?
It's fun. It's definitely exciting. This is a chance to see the newer technology that people have the opportunity to buy at holiday times.
Yeah.
Before it's out, and happily, a few of them are travel oriented things.
Uh-huh. So tell me, let's run into the first one. What do you have there?
Okay. Something quick and simple. I like a lot. I'm thinking about sailing in the Caribbean. There is a company called LifeProof. I think they're out of Australia. And this is the first product. They'll have more to follow up. It's an iPhone 4, 16 or 32 gig case that is absolutely waterproof, dirtproof, snowproof, and shockproof.
Oh, and wow.
It's amazing. They have four fish tanks here, and they're throwing the phones in water and showing you that you could still use an external headphone. Swimmers that swim laps can use this in a pool.
Okay.
You know, and it's fine. It's waterproof to, I think you said 10 meters.
Okay.
And then what it doesn't do yet is float, but in the next couple of months, they're coming out with a floating device.
Wow.
Yeah. So if it falls off your sailboat, it'll actually float. They make it in black, purple, pink, and I forget the other color. The black looks great, but you know what? The pink is the one that's going to show up when you drop it in the water.
So definitely.
Every man should own pink. And so it's really nice. I forgot what it costs. It's going to be out soon. It's LifeProof, and it's an iPhone 4 case, and I think it's for sale in the Apple Store and, of course, everywhere else.
Okay. All right.
LifeProof.com. The next thing I saw was another case, but this isn't all about cases. There's an awful lot of cases out there, and I don't cover them all. This one is called Zero Chroma, Z-E-R-O-C-H-R-O-M-A. It's a theater stand with 360-degree rotation. They make it for the iPad, the iPod Touch, and the iPhone. This case gives you a protection in the back of your Mac, and then you pull out an easel, and it has like 17 points of angles. 11 angles, it says on the box. or it rotates side by side. So whatever you're doing on the back of an airplane or sitting with your siblings, whether you have two or three or four, you can adjust the angle for the glare, and it's the nicest angle adjustment I have ever seen. So it's really nice.
Beautiful.
And speaking of that, I want to go back one more time to the LifeProof case. They actually use the back of the case as a sound amplifier. It becomes a woofer. Is that the right word?
Okay, yeah.
So the sound is amplified if you're using the speaker. You can feel it vibrating, and that's a nice feature.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
Okay, the next thing I've got here, we're going to have you look at later on, but it's an air dock, and it's a series of, they make several different Wi-Fi wireless speakers or speakers for devices.
Uh-huh.
And you know these people, Audacy, A-U-D-Y-S-S-E-Y, because
yes.
They've been making things for devices and different companies for years. And when they've been OEMing products, and when you hear the products, you'd say, I know that.
Sure, sure, yes.
So I'm going to put you in touch with them, Ben, to talk about them later, because you're the person that knows audio better than anyone else.
Okay.
The next one is a company called eFun, and they make three different notebooks that are like Android tablets.
Okay, now, real quick, you said E as in Edward, fun?
F-U-N.
Okay, all right.
So they have a 7, 8, 9-inch Android tablet from like 100 and something to 249 for the 9-inch. It has its own e-book reader. It reads standard formats, so you can get into the sort of the iPhone iPad experience without spending the money on an iPad.
Sure.
They also do three pens called the A pen. A is in the letter N, A, P, E, N. And they, one is for the Android, one is for the iPad, and one is for a piece of paper or a device. And if you attach this device, just clip it onto a piece of paper and start to write, it records your gestures as images onto a card that if the battery dies in it, they're safely stored, and then later on you downloaded them through a USB cable to your computer as graphics.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah, so it's a nice little thing, you know.
Okay,
there's a pen and that's similar, but this just does no audio, it just does pictures, but it's nice.
Okay, we've only got about two more minutes left. What else you got there?
Tripit.com.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Tripit.com.
Okay.
There's several ways to use it. When you make a reservation, you could forward it to an address at Tripit, and they'll start a log for you. You can manually enter them, or they'll monitor your Gmail if you want them to for things that look like trips. You track all your trips on it. It's free. There's a paid level and a free level. I'll be testing it out over time, so we'll talk more about it.
Sure.
But if your airfare changes, they find a lower fare, they'll let you know, that kind of thing. But you're also taking notes on your itineraries or anything else you're doing on a trip.
Yeah.
Of course, you want to take a look at that. Last thing is called, two more things real quickly, a boogie board, LCD writing tablet. They make one now. It's sort of like the, not the Etch-A-Sketch, the thing where you would draw with a red pen, red stylus, and then pull it up and it would disappear. Whatever it's called, anyway.
Yeah.
You could sit at the table and you could use it, and you could just sketch out your things. And the new one that's coming out soon will record it, save it. You could download it to your computer. So you could be sitting with a group of people at a table. It's a lightweight thing, and it'll just take a it's a way of saving your brainstorming.
Sure.
The last thing is called New, N-E-W-Y-U, and it is a pedometer on steroids. It it's electronic, it's Bluetooth, it lasts about 90 days on one charge, and it is smarter than a regular pedometer because it knows when you're doing a treadmill or when you're doing a elliptical or whatever you're doing, and it registers your rates and your speed and stuff like that, so you could track it. So
wow.
It says makes pedometers obsolete. I don't know. We'll try it. I'll be getting one in a couple of weeks, and I'll be using it in New York. I've always said I walked a lot in New York, and sure enough, I'm walking around with pedometers to see just how much I walk on this trip.
Definitely cool. Well, that was Deb Shadovitz. She's coming from Showstoppers Holiday Experience off in New York City. Oh, man, lots of stuff there. We're going to have more tech stuff, more tech travel with her in the coming weeks here on Computer Talk Radio. We'll be back in just a second.